This is The Walking Leader, podcast episode number 163. Greetings, everyone. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and author, and four-sprung Dersch technique by listening to episode 163 of The Walking Leader podcast. And now let us get started. Looking forward is a leadership prerequisite. Looking forward, you have to be able to look forward as a leader. That's part of what makes you a leader. You're a visionary. You can see over the horizon. You look over the horizon for what's coming down the line. You're a prognosticator, not a Nostradamus kind of prognosticator, but you've been around. You have experienced enough. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. You've got the wisdom to kind of say, hey, you know, I've seen this before. This is what could possibly happen. So do that. You're also a backward planner, meaning you begin, seven habits here, you begin with the end in mind. You know what the goal is. You know what the vision is. You know what the mission is. And you begin with that and you go backwards to today. And you bring your team along for the ride. So therefore, you're always looking forward. You're leaning forward, looking forward, always ready to take that step because, again, that's who you are. And folks, to be that kind of a leader, to be a great leader, you definitely have to have the ability to be looking forward. It's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. So followers want leaders that will take them to a new place on a new journey to, and to paraphrase Shakespeare, to the undiscovered country. And leaders, the sooner you understand that and you realize that, the better off you're going to be. Sometimes as you're going through life and you're following, you get it. You latch onto it. You're moving. You're going forward and you get it. And that's a very, very good thing because leaders have no choice but to take their followers to a new place on a new journey. And it's a constant thing. It's not like, oh, well, we'll take this quick journey, then we'll relax and then we'll go again. No. It's a constant thing. It's an everyday kind of thing. Think of it as, well, just it's a never-ending story. There we go. It's a never-ending story. It's a never-ending journey. It's a never-ending process. And even as you make new leaders, those individuals that were your followers are now on their own being new leaders. Guess what? They're still your followers. They're still going to come back to you, and you still have to keep showing them the way. That's what being a mentor is all about. Because they're going to hold on to you. They're going to latch on and they're going to be part of you. You're going to be part of them. And any future leaders that they make, well, they're going to be part of you because, again, you contributed to that whole process. And that's a very good thing. So to be a part of that legacy is even better. So be that kind of leader. Now, leaders that are on the precipice of looking backwards or looking forward, but not really leading unless they are looking backward to find lessons. Well, there we go. I kind of messed up on my notes. But what I'm saying is you're going to have some leaders that are going to look backwards. They're going to be on that precipice of looking back, looking forward. And those should be the kind of leaders that are looking back to find those lessons in the past, to find those lessons. It's the ones that get stuck in the past. Well, guess what? They're not going to go forward because, well, it worked then. Well, here we are now. It's not going to work now. Now it involves change. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter where you are in any organizational structure, personal or professional or social. What does matter is that you're not stuck in the past because don't take it for granted that it worked in the past. It's going to work today. The same thing applies. You have to realize that, yes, while it did work then, can it still work now? Can you tweak it to make it work now? You're going to have to do some adjustments. You're going to have to create change to make those adjustments. So keep looking forward to bring back. I'm sorry. You can keep looking backwards so long as you're bringing forward the lessons that were learned. See, it is when we stare too long that we get blind. And when we no longer see the trees for the forest, it makes it a little hard. Now, that moment to take the hard-learned lessons out of the past and bring them forward is lost because you're stuck looking backwards. Never lose the opportunity to learn from the past and never lose the opportunity to share the lessons of the past, whether they want to hear it or not. And that's the thing behind being a leader is you still have to keep pushing it. You still have to keep promoting it. You still have to keep presenting it, whether they want to hear it or not. At some point, they're going to come back to it and say, you know what? I remember Dave saying something about that. Let's go take a look. And now they take it and they go forward with it. Do you see where I'm going with this? So remember, you are the leader. So stop acting like a leader and start leading. Remember that. So start leading. Continue to lead. Be a leader. Don't act like a leader, but be a leader. Be the leader. And again, because people are always wanting leaders that are going to take them someplace. So be a visionary. Be a prognosticator. Be a backward planner. Begin with the end in mind, but always be looking over the horizon and continue looking forward, because in the end, that's all that anybody truly wants. That's what your followers truly want. They want someone that's going to help guide them through the undiscovered country to the uncharted waters, because there be dragons there. And again, they need somebody who's maybe not necessarily gone down that path, but is not afraid to go through the fear, who's not afraid to go through the challenges, who's not afraid to lead people through the fear, through the challenges, through the uncharted waters, through the undiscovered country, and not necessarily go around it. It's going around it. What's the point? You're not going to learn anything, because you're going around it. You're going taking the safe route, the easy route. But again, that's what the leader stands for. So having said that, remember that leaders are forward-looking. They look forward. That's a prerequisite. It's non-negotiable. It's part of the deal. You want to be a leader, you've got to be looking forward. You got to be not afraid to step through the hard times and keep pushing through. It's all they want. And trust me, you give it to them, you've got the world. Because again, they'll see that you can do it. They'll start to do it. They'll start to emulate you. And guess what? They start creating new leaders that, well, now in a time where creating new leaders is kind of iffy, but show them the way and they'll show others the way. And guess what? You've all but assured your legacy. And that's a good thing.
You have been listening to episode 163 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, you can contact me by email at dave@daveguerra.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra at Instagram.com. You can type in, go to the website and /Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. I again thank you for listening to episode 163. Join me next time for episode 164, where we continued our focus on lessons on leadership. Until then, take care and always, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Take care.